I hope we've picked up that Christian marriage is absolutely brilliant, isn't it? It's wonderful. As Christians, we've got the ultimate privilege of a place in heaven. But as Christian married couples, well, God has also given us someone to walk alongside us exclusively, physically, to keep us going till the day we get there. That's good news, isn't it? I hope that's good news for us. Got a couple of yawns here and there, but that is good news. It's good news to me. But that person from Genesis 2, we found, is one flesh with us, one body with us, a gift of grace. That person from Ephesians 5 is someone who, as we stand alongside them, gloriously and vividly paints a picture of the relationship between Christ and his church. A picture to the world of that intimate relationship that Christ the head has with his body, the church. A gift of grace. It's wonderful. So it's safe to say that God values marriage extremely highly. But also Jesus values marriage extremely highly. In Matthew 5, he talks about adultery in the same, almost in the same terms as murder. Just as adultery and murder also sit side by side in the Ten Commandments. God and Jesus value marriage extremely highly. And Paul and Peter, too, as you go through the epistles, the Bible has a very high view of marriage. So it's right for us every now and then to evaluate the way that we're looking after our marriages. Because if through our marriages we commend the gospel to the world and to the church, then conversely, we have the potential to make a mockery of the gospel if we fail to make maintaining our marriage a priority. So what we're going to do in this session is, to go into the marriage workshop a little bit, marriage maintenance workshop, and review the priorities on which our relationships are based. Okay, now, always with simplifying things, which we'll do a little bit, there are huge heffalump traps. So as soon as you start setting priorities, there's a danger of legalism and that sort of stuff. And this exercise is not to tell us what to do with our lives, but instead it's an encouragement to use our brains and common sense in the light of what we've already seen from Scripture about marriage. And we may agree heartily with some of these priorities or disagree very firmly with some of them. But that's okay. Really, don't worry. Don't worry about that at all. This is to provide a platform for discussion, not to create a legalistic blueprint for how to live our lives. Okay, but the first step, of course, is that our first priority is always to make sure our own relationship with Jesus is well cared for. Philly's just going to stick some lovely things up for me, my lovely assistant. Okay, Jesus. And then me, probably. I think we need to go next. So the most important thing is we make sure that we're looking after our own relationships. This is because, well, our earthly marriages, they don't last for eternity. We will stand before the heavenly throne, before our Father, on our own on the last day. We will stand there on our own on that day. So we don't get into heaven on the coattails of our spouse. So there's the most important relationship we need to be looking after, our relationship between our Lord and us. So husbands, and I'm speaking to myself especially here, are we reading our Bibles diligently? Are we listening to the life-giving and life-preserving Word of God? And are we regularly on our knees in dependence on the Shepherd who loves and cares for us? And will we encourage our wives to do the same? So maybe not what they want us to do for them, but it's actually what they need us to do for them. And it's what our marriage needs as well.
It's okay, I've got a microphone. Great. Similarly, to the wives, are we reading our Bibles? Are we praying for our husbands to take the lead in this and to encourage us in it too, whether we like it or not? And as William was saying earlier on, do we make it easy for our husbands to lead us in this area in any way?
Thanks. And then that leads us on to see that, well, the next most important relationship is our relationship with our spouse that needs to be prioritised. Philip, the old next one. There we go. Spouse. I'm not sure I like that word, but I couldn't find a better one. So there it is. Husbands, Scripture tells us to care for our wives, as we've seen, as we would care for our own bodies, Ephesians 5. That we're one flesh with our wives. And that our job is to present her perfect in Christ. Now this is true to a large extent also of the relationship between the rest of the church. We're all one body, aren't we? We're all united by the same Spirit, every single person in this room and in the worldwide church. We are one body. So being married, it doesn't make us any less or any more part of the universal church. But it is striking that Paul and Genesis 2 use especially exclusive language when they talk about the relationship between husband and wife. And for that reason, I think it's right to see our marriage relationship and our commitment to our spouse as especially important within the relationships that we have in the body of Christ. Now let me do some caveats. You need some caveats with this sort of thing. This doesn't mean that we cancel all our church engagements so that we can spend as much time in our own little nest looking after our marriage. Neither does it mean that we're neglecting our spouse if, you know, we're doing a one-to-one Bible study or something, and it goes on a little bit after kids' bath time, you know, we can't get home in time. Those sorts of things, well, we can talk about in our couples. But it does mean that over time, over our lifetime, over our marriage, we need to be examining whether we're investing enough energy in the most important relationship we have on earth after our relationship with our Lord Jesus. If over time it's clear that cracks are appearing in our marriage, that prayer together has dried up, that there is no concern for godly living or ministry as a couple, as we're hearing about in the first session, or if we find that we're even missing basic levels of communication, or more seriously, if there's a danger of adultery, then even if we're the keenest church warden of the keenest church, then we need to review whether our priorities are serving our own agenda or whether they're shaped around Jesus' agenda for us, however godly we dress them up to be. Because if we have a sham and hollow marriage, well, we also have a sham and hollow ministry. Paul says to Timothy, doesn't he, that if someone does not know how to manage his own household, well, how will he care for God's church? Now, of course, he's speaking to church leaders there, but it's clear where Paul thinks priorities should lie in regard to family ministry and church ministry. But what a glorious testimony instead to the love of Christ when a marriage is working properly, when a man cares for his wife as his own body. Glorious. So husbands, are our wives the number one concern of our heart? Or are they just that trophy that we won on some sunny day in 1990, whatever it was, that just sits in the cabinet now on the top shelf? Do our wives know that we would put our lives on the line for them and for the sake of their godliness? Or did she know that once for a few weeks? But now there are more important things in our lives, more important ministries in our lives. Philippe.
Similarly to the wives, as William was alluding to earlier, are we committed to praying that God would give us that attitude of submission and respect for our husbands? And are we willing to work together with him for the spiritual growth of our marriage and our relationship?
Thanks. Now, if those are the most important priorities, our relationship with the Lord and the relationship with our spouse, and if you agree with those things, well, it would be worth now taking some time to think through how much or how little we think we have those priorities right. So on your sheet, there are a couple of things to think through. We put some questions, I think they're over the page there, on priorities. And we've got a good amount of time now, about 20 minutes, to think through our priorities. Again, with a third thing, with a list of things there, although they're not in any order, we didn't put them in any order. And again, please don't be legalistic about those things, but it's just a platform for discussion. And the main thing is that we remember to keep our priorities straight with looking after our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and our relationship with each other. So 20 minutes I think we have to talk in our couples, and then Clarkie will come up again. Thanks very much.